Here is your pass to the Globe Theater. Welcome to the Globe Theater, the radio theater playing exclusively to the men and women of the armed forces of the United Nations. Here for your entertainment are presented the finest plays selected from outstanding radio dramas. And here to tell you about tonight's play, in the absence of your regular host, Herbert Marshall, is Bill Johnstone.
Hello, everyone. Well, tonight we have a treat for all you baseball fans. A great baseball story by Ring Lardner about a fascinating pitcher named Hurry Kane. Our play features two well-known radio personalities, Don Wilson and Wally Mayer, and stars that world-traveling ball player of note, the boy with the mouth, Joey Brown. All right, now get ready. Here's the pitch.
When we think of the World Series and baseball stories, we naturally think of the late Ring Lardner, whose sympathy for the game and unique gift of expression made a hit with fans and non-fans alike. When we think of baseball players on the stage or screen, our thoughts naturally turn to the theater's Elmer the Great, Joey Brown. So here tonight, we'll put them together in a story of that amazing character from Arizona, Elmer Hurry Kane. Perhaps the one person who knows the story of Hurry best is the catcher of the home team.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the catcher on our team, and boy, the trouble we had nursing that lame brain Hurry Kane to pitch us into the World Series. During spring training down at Fort Griggs, the sport writers and announcers gave our club about as much chance as a lame canary in a cat's cage. And Dave, our manager, was driving us hard.
All right, shake the lead out of your pants. It's about time you birds start bearing down.
Hi, Dave.
Well, Don Wilson, how's the radio announcing business?
Oh, good enough, I guess. How's the club shaping up?
Pardon me. Mr. Dave...
Well, Don, don't quote me, but for all the good them trades did, the respective managements might just as well have traded pictures of their children in Girl Scout suits.
Oh, Mr. Dave,
I still need pictures.
That's me, mister.
Will you please go away? What'd you say?
I'm your new pitcher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah.
Now, just what cornfields have you been scaring the crows out?
Cornfields? We ain't got no cornfields in Yuma, Arizona, where I come from. Billy Moore sent me in from Waco. He seen me pitch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah?
Put this character into a suit, and you and Kid Farrell look him over.
Okay, boss.
Oh, what's your name, kid?
Kane. Hurry Kane.
Huh? Come again?
My name is Hurry Kane. Lefty Penny called me that. A hurricane is a big wind. Yes, sir. My name is Elmer.
It would be.
So Lefty Pennock, he called me Hurricane.
Because hurricanes blow up in a hurry, I suppose. No. I got plenty of pitchers on this club who blow up every inning.
Yeah, well, I don't blow up, mister.
So I lead this scarecrow to the clubhouse. He's a little wart, standing about 5'4", in what are left of his stockings. And the most outstanding feature about his pan is his mouth. Honest? Honest, he looks like he's been weaned on a watermelon. Well, when we walk back out on the field, the whole team goes into hysterics. Big Bull Wade, our left fielder, is in stitches.
Where you from, sonny boy?
I come clean from Yuma, Arizona.
If you did, you're the first thing ever come clean out of that desert.
Yeah, I reckon that's because I took a bath in New Orleans.
All right, boy, here's the ball. I hope you know what to do with it.
Yes, sirree, bub.
I'll bet against him just for fun.
Now, go easy, kid. Don't cut loose and take chances on your arm until you're in shape.
Okie bogey.
Okie bogey. I'll hit one right through the pitcher's box and scare him out of them oversized pants.
Now, take it easy, Bull.
Oh, look at that windup.
He's been winding the courthouse clock.
Here it comes.
Hey!
Ow! Ow, my hand feels like I grabbed a bolt of lightning.
Holy smoke. Hey, I told you not to cut loose.
You never use your fastball on the first day?
Fast one? That wasn't my fast one, mister. That was my slow ball.
Huh? Your slow ball?
Yes, sir.
Is he kidding?
Oh, brother.
I don't want to use my steam until I'm sure of my control.
This is Don Wilson speaking. Well, fans, since Hurricane joined the club, manager Dave has pennant fever. The little guy from Arizona has a fastball that looks like jet propulsion. If Kid Farrell and Johnny Abbott can just coach a few bad habits out of him, such as his octopus windup and his cactus caper walk, I look for Hurricane to be the sensation of the coming season.
Well, they give me Kane for a roommate and I get to know him better. We even eat together, if the major operation he goes through three times daily can be called by such a common name.
Yeah, and I want a big, thick steak and lots of potatoes. Plenty of milk and ice cream. And another steak.
Something wrong with your appetite, Hurry?
Yeah, I miss my Minnie.
Your what?
My Minnie. Minnie Olson. She's my gal from back home in Yuma. I got an awful hankering to see her.
Well, hey, the season hasn't even started, and me and my gal Helen are depending on you, Hurry, to pitch us into the money so I can get out of debt and we can get married.
Yeah. Here's a picture of my Minnie. Taken at the rodeo back home. Oh, I sure do miss my Minnie.
Say, that's a lot of mama for a little guy like you.
Yeah, pretty, huh?
Can she cook and sew and stuff like that there?
Nope, but you ought to see her bulldog a steer.
Well, I wouldn't want a great big gal like that in a place as hot as Yuma.
Is that so? Well, her being big has its advantages, too. When we go downtown in the summertime, I get to walk in her shade.
Hey, here comes Bull Wade.
Yeah. Hey, guys, a troop of Belezdales is checking in at the hotel.
Girls? Women?
And how? Big leggy chorus gals.
Yoo-hoo.
And do you know who's with them? Evelyn Corey, the striptease artist.
Okie bogey, Bull. Lead me to them.
Hey, wait a minute. What about Minnie?
Minnie, she don't happen to be here. Come on, Johnny. Let's go and take a gander at the gams.
Well, the little guy's just crazy about women. All he talks about for the next 2 days is this Evelyn Corey dame. And while he's in this mood, Bull Wade and the boys pull a lot of gags on poor Kane. All right, what's the laugh, Bill? Tell me so I can laugh, too.
Ain't you hurt? Kane, that dope, has been eyeing that big blonde stripteaser, Evelyn Corey. So I send him a note on sachet paper and sign it Evelyn.
You know, you guys are going to toss away our pennant chances just for the sake of playing shenanigans on poor Kane.
Hey, look. Look, he's coming into the lobby now with a bouquet of flowers. Hey, guys, we got to be in on this.
See your ragtime. Here's your ragtime. Ragtime cowboy Joe.
Well?
Howdy, ma'am. Your Tootsie Wootsie boy is here.
My what is where?
This is me. You're a rugged ragtime cowboy from Arizona.
You better scram, you silly little ham.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Evelyn, how come you wrote to me?
Howdy, Kane. Why the flowers? Oh. Going to a funeral?
No, I ain't going to no... Evelyn Corey wrote me to come up and see her sometime. And well, it's sort of dark in here. I reckon she couldn't see it was me.
That evening when Hurry comes dragging in, he goes right over and gets his spare shirt and comb out of the chiffonier. Hey, what are you doing, Hurry?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm packing my satchel.
But look, we got another game here before we head for the big city to open the season.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm going home to Yuma.
Huh? Oh, but Hurry, we can't win no pennant without you.
I know it.
And Helen and me, we can't get married. Look, oh, Hurry.
Johnny, I like you, but... those other guys are always making fun of me.
Oh, the guys only kid you because they like you.
Yeah. They think I'm dumb.
Oh, no, Hurry.
Yeah. I'm going home to my gal. Hello. Hello. Look, I want to talk to Minnie Olson in Yuma, Arizona.
Gee, that's going to cost you about 21 bucks.
Yeah, well, what do I... 21 bucks?
For sure.
Hello. Hello, look. Hey, operator, I changed my mind about calling Minnie. Yeah, I just happen to remember that she'll be over on the other side of town, taking her mandolin lesson.
Now, look. Look, don't ditch us now. Hurry. I won't be able to marry Helen, and I love her as much as you love Minnie and Evelyn all rolled up into one.
Minnie and Evelyn all rolled up into one. Oh, boy, what a woman that would be. I'll get it. Hello.
Now what?
Oh, no, you don't. You can't kid me no more. I'm on all your tricks. Another one of Bull Wade's gags. Somebody says to clear out. The hotel is on fire.
Huh?
I think people are fools. If they think I'm going to bite on that old stall.
Hey, I hear fire engines. Maybe there is a fire.
Oh, that's a lot of baloney. That's just a gag.
Some dame's yelling for help.
Yeah, everybody's in on it. Hey, that sounded like Evelyn.
Help! Save me! Help!
It is Evelyn. I hear you calling, baby!
By the time I grab Helen's picture and toss a few belongings into my bag and head for the hall, I bump into King staggering down the corridor with an arm full of burlesque queen. And she must have been practicing her striptease when the alarm sounded.
Help! Help, Johnny, she's fainted! Hey, what do I do? How do we get out of here?
We better find a fire escape.
Hey, wait a minute. Take her outside this way? Hey, Johnny, she'll catch cold.
Well, the fire didn't amount to much, and we started back down the hallway. Then Evelyn came to and takes hold of Kane's powerful right arm and sort of feels his muscle. And a look of bliss spreads over her gaudy face. She rests her blonde head on his barrel chest and cooed.
Oh, you wonderful, wonderful hero.
Oh, shucks. Oh, it wasn't nothing.
But you saved... Oh, no. No, let me down.
Hey, wait a minute. I've been trying to meet you, Miss Evelyn.
I know. I thank you so much, but please let me down.
Yeah, but wait a minute. When do I get to see more of you?
Are you kidding? Look, when you get to New York, just come down to Minsky's. You'll see a lot more of me. Now, just let me down. Thanks again. Good night now.
Nighty-night. Don't let the little bugs bite. Gosh. Ain't she wonderful, Johnny?
In my opinion, you was a cowboy too long to be any judge of women.
Hey, Johnny.
Huh?
When do we play New York?
Now, if you're the baseball fan I think you are, you'll know that Hurry Kane turns out to be the sensation of the season. But we almost lost him on that second trip to New York.
They keep throwing me out of Minsky's burlesque hall and saying that Evelyn don't work here no more. So I'm going home to Minnie.
What? Again? Look here, Kane, you can't always be quitting.
Goodbye, Pennant.
And us a game and a half out of first place.
Look, Dave, look. Why don't we send for Minnie?
Nothing doing. It'll be cheaper to find Evelyn Corey.
What good'll that do? Evelyn belongs to Sam Morris, the bookie, and they're making the rounds of the tracks. Say, remember when I sent Kane that letter and signed it, Evelyn?
Oh, so you were the guy.
Now, wait a minute, boss. I'll write some more love letters to Hurry and sign them, Evelyn. Then send them to my brother who plays with Montreal. He can mail them back to Kane.
So, Bull's letters turn the trick until Kane discovers that Montreal isn't in Europe and that he can get there from here.
I'm going to run up to Montreal and visit Evelyn.
But you can't, Hurry, you can't.
Why?
We're in the final stretch. Here we play our last series against the first-place club, and you want to go chasing a dame.
And what a dame. Oh, boy, I just got to go to Montreal and see Evelyn.
So I talk it over with Dave, and we both know we don't stand a chance against Washington without Kane. It looks like Minnie's our only bet, so Dave okays a call to Minnie, and my gal Helen does the talking in that wonderful, persuasive way she has.
And Minnie, the club will pay all your expenses to come over here just to see Elmer win the pennant.
But, ma'am, we got a rodeo coming up, and I've promised to be in it.
Johnny, she doesn't want to.
Tell her about Evelyn.
Oh, gee, this is kind of dirty. Minnie, I hate to tell you this, but... just between us girls, Elmer has a big blonde burlesque queen chasing him.
What? Well, if she's after Elmer, I don't suppose she'll have to run very fast. That little Gila monster, I'll take the next plane.
Be sure to wire him that you're coming, Minnie.
When Hurry gets that telegram from Minnie, he forgets all about Evelyn. And then the senators open up against us. Kane sets them back on their heels 5-0 in spite of the fact that Minnie don't show. In the second game, she still hasn't arrived, but Kane goes in to relieve Sam Olds in the fifth with none down and the bags loaded. He whips 3 in a row and goes on to defeat Eddie Brainerd in 11 innings to tie the two clubs up for the season. Oh, boy, the old town goes wild, and Don Wilson is announcing...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow's game decides the 1945 championship of the American League. With Hurricane pitching and winning the last two games, who will Manager Dave pitch in the deciding game on the morrow? That is the million-dollar question.
Oh, quit pacing the floor, Hurry.
Oh, Minnie must have been run over by a truck.
There you are. That must be Minnie now.
Yeah, well, it better be. Hello. Oh, Minnie?
Why, Elmer, Don. Why are you calling me Minnie?
Huh? Who's this?
This is your Lollapalooza lady.
Lollapalooza? Oh, no, not now.
Elmer, this is Evelyn Corey. Oh, your letters have been divine. I just got to see you.
Oh.
What's up, Kane?
What's
up? Look, Hurry, I'm at the Playmore Hotel. Will you come right over?
Well, look, I'm sort of tired. I pitched yesterday, and I pitched again today.
And you're going to pitch tomorrow. That's what I want to see you about. So hurry.
Well, okaboogie. I'll hurry. Oh, Johnny, oh, boy, I got to go now. Huh? Look, if Minnie calls, you tell her I'm working in a grocery store after hours.
Well, Kane comes dragging in about 3 in the morning, and by game time, he looks like something the cat turned down, and I feel worse. There's still no sign of Minnie, and Helen has gone to the airport to wait for her. Well, Hurry manages to talk Dave into letting him pitch. But Claymore, the first man up, gets a double, and that's just the beginning. Kane has lost his stuff. We're 4 runs behind as we come up to bat in the first inning.
Oh, come on, take him out!
Gee, what's the matter, Kane? Your fastball is slow and your slow ball's fast.
Tell Carney to warm up.
Now, look, guy, look, I've always been your pal. I like you. But this is one time I'm going to hang one on you if you don't tell me what's wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, Johnny. Evelyn Corey's up there in the stand behind home plate with her lawyer. They keep waving, and I get the shakes.
But what do you get the shakes for?
Why? Well, Evelyn and that lawyer guy say that I got to marry her.
Marry?
Yeah, on account of them letters that I've been writing. Every time I start winding up, I look down the alley right past you into the stands, and there they are. And I start thinking and...
Elmer!
Hey, it's Minnie. I'm done. Johnny, let me out of here.
Hi, Elmer!
Hi, Minnie. Hey, Helen's with her. How are you, sweetie puss?
I'm getting sick on the slats, Johnny. Oh, no. Look, Minnie's sitting right behind Evelyn and that lawyer.
Hey, come back here, Hurry. Come back here.
Hey, Alch, wait a minute, Johnny. Let go my arm.
Now, you listen to me, Hurry. Listen to me. We're still in this ball game.
Hey!
I'm done, Johnny. They ain't going to make me marry Evelyn. Of course, it's Minnie I love. And when Minnie hears how I've been carrying on in my letters to Evelyn, she won't have me as a trade for a spavin burro.
Oh. Hey, Bull. Bull, listen. Did you happen to let Evelyn Corey in on how you've been writing love letters to Kane and signing him, Evelyn? Tell me yes or no.
Well, yeah, but it was just for laughs.
Well, Evelyn and some shyster are trying to rope Kane into marrying her. They got him scared so stiff he can't pitch. There they are right back at home plate.
Huh? Where? Hey, Hurry. That ain't no lawyer with Evelyn.
No. Hey, oh, you're just kidding me. And I don't like it anymore.
No, this ain't no gag. That guy with the dark glasses and the little mustache ain't no lawyer.
No?
That's Evelyn's husband, Sam Morris, the gambler.
The guy that's been betting all the dough that we lose this series?
Yeah.
Why, them no-good varmints.
Have you been dealing with them gamblers, Hurry?
No, sorry, bub. But they were just making a goof out of me.
Yeah, the goof that's supposed to hatch their golden eggs.
Yeah, I'll show them. Get me some runs, fellas.
You're through, Hurry. Your hurricane is nothing but a zephyr.
There. Did you hear that, Dave? Okie bogey, Minnie!
Nothing doing. The fans will kill me.
Yeah, but I got a pitch, Dave, or Minnie will kill me.
Who's running this team, me or Minnie Olsen?
Well, I don't know. Minnie Olsen runs me. Get me some runs, fellas!
This is Don Wilson broadcasting the final and decisive game of the 1945 pennant race. Ah, that was a mighty wobbly first inning for Hurricane, but he's finally found himself and hasn't allowed a hit since. It's now the last of the ninth, and the score is 4-3 in favor of the Senators. The home club's at bat, two down, Johnny Abbott's on first. There'll be a pinch hitter in place of Harry Kane. Kane's coming out of the dugout swinging a dozen bats just for laughs.
Get Elmer!
Hold everything. Hold everything. There's a struggle going on down there between Kane and Manager Dave. What's the matter with Manager Dave? Why, he's letting Harry Kane bat. Harry Kane only got two hits all season. This pennant try started with Kane, and it's about to end with him. Looks like it's all over but the booing. Here comes the first pitch. It's a hit. A long one that's going out, out, out. The ball's still rising. Medford's going back, back. It's a home run!
So I cross the plate with a tying run, and I stand there waiting for Hurry. He's not far behind me and running as though the ball was still in play. He crosses the plate and runs for the grandstand.
I'm coming, Minnie!
I follow him, and we fight our way through the cheering mob. And as we get there, Helen grabs me and plants a big kiss on me.
Oh, Johnny, you were wonderful.
Oh, Hurry is about to clinch with Minnie when Sam Morris grabs him by the neck and starts to shake him.
So you make me lose all but the shirt on my back, eh?
Dangle, a silly little jerk. Hey, you, let go of my Elmer.
Your Elmer? You big cow. You're just the type that little goon would go for. Give him the boot, Sam.
I never heard tell of a goon before, but if it's what I think it is, this for you, you blonde hussy. Oh! You let go of my Elmer.
That's all right. I can handle him, Minnie. I'll knock the gambler's block off.
No, no, don't hit him. Don't hit him. You'll be barred from baseball.
Go ahead and hit me. I dare you, you fink.
No, don't do it, Harry. Fink. Don't do it. He's got bets on the World Series, and we can't win without you.
Oh, yeah, Johnny. I just got to hit him. Just once.
Step aside, Elmer. Mister, I don't know what a fink is, but it sounds like you're a-calling my Elmer name.
Oh!
Wow.
There you are.
What a sock.
Didn't I tell you she was a big, strong girl?
Hey, oh, stop Minnie. With that little hothead. Hey, what goes on here, Johnny?
Oh, hi, Cassidy. Oh, a couple of ill-tempered gamblers sail into Hurricane because he won the game.
Ho, ho, gambling in the stands, eh?
Now, where am I?
It makes no difference, girlie. You're going fried. Well, if it ain't Sam Morris, the bookie. Well, come along, me bucko. Come along.
Minnie. Minnie. I don't think you love me no more.
Oh, yes, I do, Elmer.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, I do, Elmer.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do love you, Elmer. Don't you say I don't, or I'll bash in your head.
Well, if you love me, then how about a kiss?
Well, this is for winning the game, Elmer.
Vanilla.
And this is for sporting around with that blonde hussy.
Oh!
Oh, Minnie, you shouldn't hit Hurry like that.
Don't tell me how to handle my man. Elmer, are you all right?
Okie bogey, Minnie. Hot dog, Johnny. She still loves me.
Well, that's the ball game, folks. Hurricane by Ring Lardner was a This Is My Best production and starred Joey Brown with assists by Don Wilson and Wally Mayer. This is your host, Bill Johnstone, inviting you to be with us for the next Globe Theater presentation and wishing you the best of everything.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.